Okay, Ken Daniels of FSN Detroit, the play-by-play man of the Red Wings, joined us.
He wouldn't come on when it was 3-0, but we've been able to talk him into coming on now.
Actually, I was busy when it was 3-0, Doug. I was actually working, and I just wrapped up working today, too, but I made time because it's you.
I didn't even know we asked you. I was just joking.
You did, actually, but I was doing some stuff for the NHL Network at the time, and it didn't work out, but I'm glad I could be here today.
Well, they don't get my approval for guests. I have no input into it.
Well,
unless it's Ken Hitchcock, and then I've got veto power.
That's right.
Poor Hitch storming out on that big Leif Bork or whoever that reporter was in Sweden.
Leif Blurg, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Ken, let's first talk about who's in and who's not. Let's start with the Red Wings side. I guess it's not a surprise that Franzen is out.
Right. Yeah, he didn't play. You know, he tried to go in game five play, but you could see he couldn't really skate, and he's been hobbled by the ankle throughout the playoffs. So it'll be Mike Modano coming in. He's played one game in the first round for Detroit, but he's going to play tonight. And I asked him this morning, I said, "Are you nervous?" He said, "Yeah, I am." And I guess he should be. And he said, "That's a good thing." And I said, "For sure it is." So he'll go tonight. Where he plays remains to be seen, but he could, in fact, at least start on the left wing with Pavel Datsyuk and Thomas Holmstrom. But then, you know, Mike Babcock has the option of putting Zetterberg and Datsyuk together. And with Pavel Datsyuk unable to take faceoffs with a bad hand, at least as of now, it also gives the Red Wings another option with Mike Modano, who can take draws, although he hasn't much lately. At least he can play some center, too.
So, Modano, one playoff game, I mean, what does he, you know, I mean, obviously the Draper being inserted was a no-brainer for me with his history and consummate Red Wing and 11 minutes or 9 minutes and face-offs and the whole Draper, whatever he brings, which I think is pretty special. What is Modano going to bring?
Well, he brings speed, and I think that's the big reason. You know, Drew Miller came in last game for Yuri Hookler. So now that Franzen's out, I guess it was the option Mike Modano or Yuri Hookler, and they chose Modano because he's a bigger body. He has experience. Yuri Hookler used to play center, but again, I think because of faceoffs, Modano is that option and experience and power play, perhaps point in a power play. So I think that's why it's Modano over Hookler, and maybe size and speed first and foremost.
Do you like that move?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I think it was one or two. Yuri Hookler just looked like he couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
And not the Red Wing power play has been okay in these playoffs. Their penalty killing hasn't been great, but it got much better last game. But the power play hasn't been a problem, so to lose Hudler off that, I think it just continues on, and Mike Modano's a pretty good option. I do like it. I do like that move a lot.
Okay, we've got Lidstrom, who's, I was looking the other night, his minutes have dropped over 2 minutes a game, his average ice time. I mean, was that because of they were able to rest him in some Phoenix games, or has it been a concerted effort to drop his ice? That, you know, that sort of surprised me a little when I looked. Not, and you got overtime, you know, this time of year, and yet he's down over 2 minutes a game in ice time.
Yeah, I think it was in the Phoenix series, they could do that, yes. They could rest him, and it was way back. And I know a few nights we looked at him and, wow, 18, 19 minutes. But I also think it was the emergence of Nick Cronwall, who's played so well. And I think Soleil is a much better partner with Cronwall. Jonathan Erickson struggled a bit in this series, was better in the first round with Brian Rafalski. So I think all that together, as good as Lidstrom and Stewart are, when they have the opportunity to cut Nick's ice time, they do. And maybe the biggest reason his minutes are down, Doug, is because he doesn't kill penalties. Unless really, really has to, they'd prefer not to use Nick Lidstrom to kill penalties. And I think Soleil and Cronwall have done such a good job, and Stewart, they haven't had to.
Right.
With Ken Daniels, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings on FSN Detroit. Ken, what's been the difference with the Red Wings in these last two games?
Well, I think it's speed for one and veteran leadership in the room. And I think down 3-0, this team wasn't going to go out like that. I think they played fairly well. Were games, you know, it's been San Jose thought they were better than Detroit in Game 5 and could have won. The Red Wings thought Jimmy Howard was good enough to get them some games if they were just a touch better. And I think by that, it's winning puck battles. And I think early on, if they just weren't winning enough of the one-on-one battles. They were one and done. Puck was cleared. And I think now, you know, it's the old hockey cliches. Get to the net, you know, create traffic, win those battles. And those cliches have come true the last two games. And it seems to me, the funny thing is for the Red Wings, the magic number is 4. when they get four goals, they do great. And ironically, it's not because Jimmy Howard's allowing in three and their crappy goals. He's been very good. But for some reason, when the Red Wings get their offense going, win those battles, score four goals, they win games. All six of their playoff wins this postseason have been scoring four goals. In fact, 59 consecutive playoff games, the Red Wings have scored four or more. When they've done that, they've won them all. So they need their offense going, and with that, it's winning battles and traffic.
You know, that's going to be on Hockey Central.
Yeah,
I'm going to steal that one. Thanks, Ken.
You got to use those stats. You guys are like just missing. I mean, that would not be. You got that from Mickey Redmond, didn't you? Those stats.
Exactly. Yeah, he'll be upset you said that.
Yeah. So everybody talks about Dadzuk enough. I mean, he's just been fabulous. What more can you say about him? But the guy that keeps jumping out at me, and I guess it's because I've watched him play since he was a junior. And I marvel at what he's become over what he was, and that's Cleary. I mean, big goals, big plays, an important guy. I mean, you're there day after day. Am I missing something here?
No, he is just terrific and the work ethic. And, you know, I remember, and it was just after the lockout, and I remember standing with Ken Holland in Traverse City at training camp, and I said, I see Cleary on the back, and I said, is that the former first-rounder, Danny Cleary?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, our guys were working out with him. We figured we'd give him a shot. They say he's a really hard worker. He's been training really hard, so we figured, what the heck? Well, that what the heck turned out to be pretty good, didn't it?
Oh, my God.
And that's where Ken Holland looks at all those people around him, and Chelios and Schneider and people like that who've been working out with Danny Cleary, and said, yeah, this guy wants to play. And I think he really set his mind to it. We're early on in his career, maybe being the high pick and maybe brought in too early to play in Chicago and wasn't ready, but then he put his mind to it and really got his game together, and it's the work ethic that makes him what he is today.
Ken, on the San Jose side, Ryan Clough didn't even make the trip. San Jose, Todd McLellan said he's not concerned this will be long term. Word is flu-like symptoms. Speculation is it's from that Cronwall hit in game five. That's a big loss for the Sharks going into game six.
It's a very big loss, especially if you look at what the Red Wings can do and that option of putting Datsuk and Zetterberg together. If they draw Joe Thornton, this is where a guy like Valtteri Filppula or Darren Helm can step up on a second line. Now, we're not sure whether it's going to be Jamal Mayers or Jamie McGinn or Ben Eager to come in, but when you look at any of those three names, even all three of them don't match up to what Ryan Clough can do in a game.
No, exactly.
So how do the Red Wings then take advantage if Thornton stays with Patrick Marleau on that line and Devin Setoguchi? Or do they take Logan Couture off that line, put him with Thornton, and put Patrick Marleau in the center position of the second line with Heatley? Does that help Danny Heatley? I doubt that. So I think Clough's loss is a huge advantage if Detroit can take advantage, especially with home ice and the last change, and an option if Datsuk and Zetterberg split or together becomes easier.
I'm joking. I'm getting so excited listening to you.
You timed that cough perfect.
Yeah.
Right into the mic, too.
Poor guy that's in here next. That's why they didn't bring Cole on the trip, because of just what I did.
That's
coughing on people.
You get the night off, flu-like symptoms.
Exactly. And now I forget what I was going to say.
Well, I'll tell you the other matchup, guys.
I knew you'd save me.
One further, if you want, I'll help you out with your question, maybe. You know, Nick Vallien and Ian White really struggle on all four goals against. I spoke with Todd McLellan today.
I know what I was going to say, but finish your thought. No, finish your thought. It's more important.
Okay. No, not really. It's just that, you know, does he go back to Dan Boyle and Douglas Murray against Pavel Datsyuk? And he said, well, maybe. He said, you know, Vallien and White were on for all four goals against, but I had them out there other times and they weren't so bad against him. So Boyle and Murray played against him the first two games and were very good. We'll see if the Sharks go back to that defensive matchup.
Todd McLellan is what I was going to say. And I've listened to Boucher in Tampa say, well, we've got nothing left in the tank. We're not going to be able to win the next game. Enough already. I think Todd McLellan's given the Red Wings way too much respect in this series. Every time I get a quote from him, it's, well, we know what we're up against. We know how good the Red Wings are. I mean, is Todd got too much respect for this Red Wing team? I know he worked there, but come on.
Well, I think that's part of it. It worked for the Red Wings and did work closely with Mike Babcock. And I think if he's going to come out and say something I think he's got a lot of respect for the Red Wing head coach and vice versa.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to come out and say that. But you know what? These two teams, as I mentioned earlier, guys, teams that won games could have lost, and teams that lost could have won.
Easily.
Every game a one-goal game. That's how close this series is. Yeah. They're 1 point separated during the regular season. I really don't think there is much to choose. I really don't.
No, you're right. It's been really a hard-fought series. And you know what, Ken, with Marlowe, Heatley, and Thornton with one goal in this entire series, that's hard to believe. But we say that every year about this trio.
Well, if Patrick Marlowe ups his game, we really want to thank Jeremy Roenick for that, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Yeah, really. So, you know, and he might. Joe Thornton's been terrific. Joe's, you can't complain how Joe's played, and Setoguchi and Pavelski and Couture, they've been very good. And whether Marlowe comes through, and again, without Kloh, I would think he'd have to.
Ken, I know you'll be unbiased. You think this is going seven?
Yes, I do.
I figured you would.
I hope you're
right. And because we want to work seven, now we're back in, local broadcast back in for six and seven. So I don't want to be done for the summer. I want to keep working. I have to think that way.
No, and it's all about money.
No, actually, it's not with me, Doc.
Oh, okay, it is with me.
No.
It is with me.
It's the love of the game. It's the love of the game.
Ken, Ken, thanks a million, bud, and good luck. I hope it does go seven, and I hope you get to extend it.
Thank you. Thanks.
To another
Thanks,
round,
guys.
I mean.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Daniels, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings.